Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Get in the Volkswagen bus, everybody. We're going to protest.
Ooh.
So this song puts me in like a 60s protesting. You know, me and a bunch of my friends hopping in a van. And enough is enough of this. Mm-hmm. Whatever, I would protest. I'm not sure. You know? Power to the people or some shit.
Yeah.
Alrighty. The Birds. Starting things off here. Turn, turn, turn. Great song. There's a season, turn, turn, turn. You know, that's why we played it, because seasons are turning right now.
Mm-hmm.
We keep saying that just because, you know, fills the time. We're going from, were you in spring yet? Are we technically in spring?
I think it has sprung.
April 21st, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong, but maybe. Yeah, I think it's April 21st.
Here in California, it's
we're feeling real good.
Yeah.
Feeling real good here right now. So that's exciting. Tuesday, we're going to release this right now, so we get it done and then we release it, so it's fresh. I mean, I don't know how many podcasts are doing that, giving you, it's almost like we're live.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting. Funny sock day today over at the school, Alex. Funny sock day.
Ooh.
You know, it's not easy coming up with funny socks for a little kid. You know, you could find funny socks for adults.
Yeah.
But there's not really funny socks for kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we had... I just put a big long sock on her. It was for, you know, my wife and my daughter went skiing a few weeks ago for 2 days. They went skiing and they spent $9,000 on ski clothes that everybody will wear once. That is the end of skiing now forever, probably, with my daughter, with my wife. Everybody's done with skiing. They were in a car, you know, they were driving they were in Utah skiing. And they were driving from the ski resort back to the Airbnb. They were with like 10 people, a bunch of her friends. And, you know, the car like skidded out or something in the snow because it started like a blizzard started in the mountains.
Okay.
And a car skidded out. And everybody was like, oh, we're done with this. We have children now. We don't have time for cars doing 360s on the road. And, you know, I mean, I know some of you guys love skiing, so I don't want to shit on it too much, but it's just not my thing. That's why I wasn't involved in this. But anyway, they spent thousands of dollars on ski clothes because that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
You can't just go skiing in your jeans.
No, you got to have a matching set.
Yeah, you got to have a whole thing.
Yeah.
So in order to even just go for the once, it's 10 grand before you're even out the door.
Yeah.
So anyway, we got funny socks like for skiing. She got like long ski socks. And those are the ones we wore to Funny Sock Day today.
Ooh, okay.
Looked pretty good. I think we did what we needed to do on Funny Sock Day. I have another pair of socks. It was actually a gift from you, Alex. You and Olivia.
She can't wear them to school.
But I almost did. I was like, now this would truly be Funny Sock Day. Alex one time gave me Bud Light socks.
And underwear,
yes. Mm-hmm. And I have the socks. I have them both. And I was going to put her in the Bud Light socks, but they didn't fit her legs, really, because they were like adults. But that would have been funny if I put her in Bud Light socks. Anyway, listen, that's my life now, everybody. The man you once knew, the good time guy, fun times, that guy, he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
He now has to find funny socks. You got a quick turnaround, too. My daughter gets up at like 7. We got her out the door at 8.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, you know, I'm running around, funny socks. So they do these themes in school. And like I was saying on, I think it was Patreon or whatever, I said, it just doesn't make life easy for us. Funny hair day. Well, now I got to do funny fucking hair day.
Mm-hmm.
Now funny sock day. Thursday's Dr. Seuss day. I don't know what the fuck. Yeah. I got to go find a Dr. Seuss outfit. I mean, I'll come up with something, but this is getting crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, enough about that. Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love him?
He's great.
I think Bruno Mars is universally liked. People seem to really enjoy Bruno Mars. He's even with that other offshoot band that he did, they had some cool songs.
Yeah, with the one he did with Anderson .Paak.
Yeah, exactly.
Worries, I think, or something.
Like Silk something.
Silk Sonic.
Yeah, Silk Sonic, something like that. But they were fun too. It was good stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, he puts on a good show. I think he's a real good entertainer. I think he did a halftime show once. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
He's good. Everybody likes Bruno Mars. You can't beat it. There's things all over the internet now saying he has a $50 million gambling debt over at the MGM.
Wow.
Which is where I play, Alex, at the Brad Garrett Comedy Club.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any gamble. I actually walked out of there ahead, I think.
Ooh.
Well, I bought a pork pie hat for $40, so I might be in the red.
Yeah.
With the pork pie hat I bought that I'll never wear because people shamed me out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, apparently this guy Bruno Mars has a $50 million gambling debt. And that's why he's doing the residency over at the MGM to pay off his gambling debt. Now, the MGM came out today and they said that's not true. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a gambling debt. But, of course, they have to say that. And why would, you know, usually when there's smoke, there's fire. Why would this even be a story if there wasn't some truth to it?
Yeah.
I mean, so I don't know how you get to $50 million gambling, but I guess some people just, I hear people throwing around numbers.
Yeah.
You know, you're a Vegas guy. You've mm-hmm. probably seen it.
Yeah.
I mean, you always hear Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, like these guys were like crazy $1 million a hand kind of stuff. And even Norm McDonald, I remember, was crazy gambler.
He lost his entire wealth three times.
Like three different times, yeah. So, and now they're saying that Bruno Mars is... So then, of course, MGM says, well, he makes $90 million performing here, doing his residency here.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so 90, he's got a $50 million debt. Sounds like he's still doing pretty good.
Yeah, he's up.
He's got 40 to go.
Yeah.
I mean, so it sounds like he's, I mean, not doing too bad. 90 million, is that what people are getting over there for residency?
Ooh.
I got to talk to Brad Garrett. See if I can get a bump. I got to be back there in October. See if I can get a little more money out of him. So that's exciting stuff.
I mean, he is known to be a fan of Vegas, right? He has a reputation of getting in a little bit of trouble in Vegas.
Years ago, that's right. Mm-hmm. Years ago, there was some sort of cocaine thing, but he was a young party guy, you know, he was having a good time. Those were, once again, different times, mm-hmm. you know? And so he had a, there was like a, they found him with cocaine in the bathroom, and he was just doing what people do mm-hmm. in Vegas.
Yeah.
I got no beef with Bruno Mars. I didn't like that. I said it.
I like him too.
I liked him when he first came out. I enjoyed him. I liked him when he was in, when he played a little child. He was a kid
mm-hmm.
playing Elvis Presley in a great movie with Nicolas Cage and Sarah Jessica Parker called Something Honeymoon in Vegas.
Honeymoon in Vegas?
I think it's Honeymoon in Vegas, okay. I want to say.
I believe you're right.
I get confused because Nicolas Cage also has Leaving Las Vegas, completely different movie.
Mm-hmm.
But Honeymoon in Vegas was, I believe, James Caan, Sarah Jessica Parker, Nicolas Cage. Great movie.
Pat Morita.
Great movie.
And Bruno Mars, Little Elvis.
Bruno Mars played Little Elvis in it. You know, it was a little small part, but he was, you know, been a star since he was one of those, mm-hmm. you know, like a kid, so. He's fine. Anyway, so there you have it. That's the Bruno Mars. I mean, what more can you say about the story? I happen to be seeing it all over the internet, so I figured I'd touch upon it. Mm-hmm. I'm not a gambler. Like, I mean, I am not for no other reason than just, I don't know. I don't even honestly know how to play some of the games, so I'm scared to sit down. Because some people are like, you know, I don't want to sit next to Bruno Mars, and I start slowing shit down.
Yeah.
You know, well, this guy's losing millions. I'm over there. I hit on the wrong card or something. You know, it's like rules to these things.
Etiquette.
Exactly. And I want to be the guy, you took my seven. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, shit. I don't. So I get very nervous. So I just go over quietly to my Wheel of Fortune slot machine. I'll even do the quarter. I like the quarter one. This is what I do, people. It's what I like to do. Mm-hmm. I do the quarter Wheel of Fortune slot. What I'll do, Alex, I'll put $20 in quarter Wheel of Fortune. That's a lot of quarters.
Yeah.
$20. You figure it out. I don't want to do the math.
80 of them.
That's right. Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome.
And I'm on brain dust right now. I'm on brain dust.
Is that a drug?
Yeah, it is.
Sounds like PCP. What is brain dust?
I'm filled with brain dust. That's probably why you're like, why? This guy's firing on all cylinders today.
Yeah.
I'm on brain dust. Thank you, Gwyneth Paltrow and Goop, for brain dust. You know what that is?
No.
Neither do I. However, I'll be honest with you people. We got some free money via Thrive Market.
Uh-huh.
They gave us, both Alex and I think it was $50. Mm-hmm. They gave it 50 because they're a current sponsor over here, Thrive Market. I got there. I enjoyed everything I got from them.
Yeah.
So with my $50, I went on there and I was like, what am I going to get? And I see a thing called brain dust, some adaptogen, okay, for the brain.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, I'm always looking to have my brain be better because, you know, I forget a lot of words, yeah, names, things like that. And then usually when I'm done with this podcast, everything comes to me. I'm always like, I'm just driving and all of a sudden, like, that's the word I was looking for. But so I don't know what that is. You know, maybe I'm just getting early onset, whatever. So I got brain dust. You know what brain dust is? It's like $50 for a little tiny jar of brain dust.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Gwyneth Paltrow sells it on her Goop website. So this is... So if you guys hear me today firing on all cylinders, not forgetting anything, you'll know it's because I'm taking Gwyneth Paltrow's brain dust. Yeah.
Somewhere about a long time ago, there were some pussy scented candles, and now you're firing on all cylinders.
Yeah. I mean, that was one thing she did, yeah, but you know, she's laughing all the way to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of those people who is smart. You know, she could either stay around doing dumb movies for the rest of her life or get into some other line of business. And I feel like that's what they're all doing now.
Yeah.
I mean, the Jessica Albas,
the Eva Mendes.
Eva Mendes is doing sponges.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one that, who saw that one coming? I didn't know there was money in sponges, but who doesn't use sponges?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves a sponge.
Yeah.
I like a sponge, Alex, I need a little grit on one side.
Yeah.
So you got to have that one sponge that has sponge on one side.
Yellow and green?
Not yellow and green. We use one that's like, you know, healthy for the earth or something.
Oh.
These are things we have to do here at the house.
Yeah.
Don't argue with us. So the yellow and green is like the name brand.
Yeah.
3M or whoever does it. This one comes from somebody, you know, some hippie makes this one. But it's got the grit on one side and the sponge on the other. Mm. You can't just use straight sponging, but it doesn't do anything.
No.
So we use this grit. But I didn't realize, I mean, Eva Mendes saw... She's like, well, what are people to use? Everybody uses a sponge. We used to, back in the old days, use steel wool.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, you remember the steel wool?
Yeah.
Just grind it up into your dishes.
Yeah.
Got a Brillo pad. I think it was called a Brillo pad.
Mm-hmm.
And had some sort of pink soap in it. You soaped it up real good. And then you just ground whatever you ate that night. You just, tongue. The Frangiolas love tongue.
Yeah, beef tongue, right?
I'm not exactly sure. Look like a, yes, I'm going to say beef tongue because it looked like a fucking tongue.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell we were doing eating tongue. We had a big, and yeah, you needed a Brillo pad to get that tongue off the pots.
How did you and your brothers feel about the tongue?
We ate it, you know, we ate it. We put a mustard on it, Alex. Kosciuszko mustard.
Ooh, Kosciuszko?
Are you familiar with it? Well, let me tell you why Kosciuszko is good mustard, because what we would do is Kosciuszko came in what almost looked like a beer stein, okay?
Okay.
And then what we would do is you finish with that Kosciuszko, you wash that out, now you got yourself a beer stein.
Okay.
Okay? So a lot of times, companies coming over? Yeah, companies coming over. Get the Kosciuszko beer steins.
Yeah.
You could drink past the lip of it that was, had a screw top.
Yeah.
Lip portion. So mm-hmm. that was a little, probably not comfortable to eat, drink with that on top. But whatever, have a beer. Kosciuszko.
Yeah, have some tongue. Have we some put mustard. That on the tongue.
And then we went and had, lived our lives. Enough about that. Back to Bruno Mars. So that's the story. Bruno Mars and $50 million gambling debt. However, that's what I do. What I was saying is I do Wheel of Fortune. Love it. Oh, mm-hmm. when I hit the Wheel of Fortune for a spin.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you something about the spin. It's always 30. It's always 30. There's a couple of 30s on there. There's 1,000. There's 500. There's 100. Nobody ever gets those. And we always get fucking 30.
Uh-huh.
30 quarters. Big fucking deal. You don't want to think about how much that is, but it's not a lot.
No.
You're going to do the math on this one?
30 quarters?
Yeah.
Just you got to go the other direction.
Anyway, it's probably, what is that, 10 bucks?
12 bucks.
Yeah, 12 bucks.
No, 8 bucks.
8 bucks. Eight yeah, bucks. Big deal. But it's so fun to spin and get the opportunity to maybe win 1,000 quarters. Yeah. Sometimes I do the dollars. When things are going well, if I'm having a particularly good day, I'll do a dollar one. But the dollar, it goes fast.
Mm-hmm.
You do a couple of misses on the dollar, you're out.
Yeah.
You're done in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You're out shopping for pork pie hats next thing you know.
You got to go quarter max bet. So it comes out.
That's what I do.
It comes out to just over a dollar. But your odds are higher.
That's who do you think you're talking to?
Oh,
I'm like Bruno Mars of the Wheel of Fortune machine. I know what the fuck I'm doing. Yeah, that's what I do. Max bet. You don't want to do min bet because then what if you do hit Wheel of Fortune? You don't get to spin with it if you're not doing max bet.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, I got it all figured out.
How do you feel about the Buffaloes? Do you play the Buffaloes?
What's that?
That's like the other big game. Buffaloes.
I don't know. I don't. Let me tell you, I'm weird about those machines that are not. They're like just computer machines.
Yeah, they're just games.
Because I feel like they can be manipulated. Mm-hmm. Like, cause I know they can manipulate all of them, but I feel like the computer games are like, I feel like there's some guy sitting behind like a two-way glass watching them. This guy's about to win, presses a button, mm-hmm. and I don't win.
Yeah.
I feel like the computer machines are really easily manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So I go old school, still got the things that roll around.
Yeah. You want to pull the lever.
I don't pull the lever. I don't think. I mean, nobody pulls the lever anymore, right? I thought
you were old school.
I just like the. I like the those type of machines.
Mm, you know? Okay, yeah.
Anyway, enough about that. Enough about Vegas and all that bullshit. Oprah Winfrey. Last night, apparently, Oprah Winfrey had a special on, like primetime ABC television,
mm-hmm.
about Ozempic.
Yeah.
I guess it was about Ozempic. It was supposed to be about weight loss or something Oprah was having. Now, here's the thing with Oprah. At this point, and I like Oprah. I really do. I've met her several times, and she's a wonderful, dear friend, good person.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 70. She's 70. So the weight loss thing at this point, I think, all right, we've done this. We've been on this journey with Oprah for a long time. All of us who are Oprah fans from the old show, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, ABC show, that one, Oprah's favorite things. You get a car. That Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
We've been up and down on this weight loss journey with Oprah for now 30 some, maybe more years.
Yeah.
And at 70 now, we're done. I'm done with the Oprah weight loss journey.
Yeah.
You're 70. You look good. You look like Oprah. Thin or not so thin. I mean, you're never going to be huge anymore, I don't think. I mean, by today's standards of people, like she wasn't, even when she was at her biggest back in the early days when she was like a local news person, she wasn't even that big judging by today's standards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So at this point, you're going to be, you look like Oprah. And we still, every time she comes out at some award show, we go, oh, she looks great. Her waist is much thinner. She's looking good. I wonder what it is. And then she signed a deal with Weight Watchers Okay. And that was like, I think she 10 years, she was like the spokesperson for Weight Watchers and one of like the main stockholders and Weight Watchers and all that. And I don't know, Weight Watchers has been around, God, for, I mean, I remember my mom, like, in doing, hey, like, people would do Weight Watchers in the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, when it was cottage cheese,
uh-huh.
a ground
half
beef.
Half a grapefruit.
Half a grapefruit. And I remember my mom was big on tuna, like, canned, you know, chicken of the sea.
Oh, yeah.
Tuna. But no, you couldn't put any mayonnaise in it.
Mm-hmm.
You just ate the tuna, like, out of the can. That was a big one. It was a big diet for my mom.
Yeah.
Canned tuna, no mayonnaise.
Anything with it? A little rice or?
Yeah, tomato, sliced tomatoes or some shit. You know, whatever. My mom was never heavy. You know, she was always kind of a thin woman. So, yeah, but whatever. Weight Watchers was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm earning points. I'm getting points. I'm doing points, blah, 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 blah. So Oprah got into the Weight Watchers world and she was doing commercials for them for a while and everything else. Then somehow she came out on an award show recently and she was, oh my God, look at Oprah. She looks like a different person,
mm-hmm.
very thin, whatever. And people were like, this is Ozempic. This fucking Ozempic. I cannot stop hearing about Ozempic. Everything I look at, mm-hmm. everything I read, everything I hear, Ozempic, 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 which is just crazy because I feel like I remember seeing commercials for Ozempic because it was a drug for something else, high blood pressure or something. It was for diabetes, maybe. Uh-huh. It was for something else. So the Ozempic commercials have been playing on afternoon television for 15 years. Somehow somebody
diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Somehow somebody figured out how it's also good for weight loss. And then it just caught fire. I mean, I think it hasn't even been a year since we've learned that it is, and I thought there would be a time where doctors would go, no, listen, everybody, this is for diabetes, not for weight loss. There could be serious repercussions with weight loss. I mean, I know this is a joke that everybody uses, but it is so funny. If you compare the vaccine, you know, COVID mm-hmm. vaccine to Ozempic, it's pretty much a very similar trajectory that these drugs have had,
mm-hmm.
you know, and everybody with the COVID vaccine was like, they did it too quickly. I would never put that poison in my body. I need more research, blah, blah, blah. What about side effects? And maybe there's a point to all of it. But then the Ozempic came and nobody questioned it. Fuck it.
Scientific to me.
If you're saying this, I could lose weight on it. Like if they could just get that COVID vaccine to knock off 15 pounds on people, they'd be lining up around the fucking block
mm-hmm.
for it. But somehow the Ozempic people figured it out. Now,
the side effects are pretty brutal too.
Of Ozempic?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
it's not good.
Well, so apparently what they said on this Oprah special
uh-huh.
yesterday was, what I'm reading was, it was more like an infomercial for Ozempic, but she never said Ozempic. She was saying something like the medication. So yeah. Anyway, back to, before we get to the special. So Oprah a few weeks ago bails out of Weight Watchers. I'm out of Weight Watchers. Mm-hmm. I'm out. I've sold all my stock in Weight Watchers and I donated to a charity, blah, 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 blah. And I'm out. I'm now on Ozempic. Or she, I don't know if she's actually admitted to be on Ozempic, but she said the medication or whatever.
Yeah.
Apparently last night on the special, she has the CEO of Weight Watchers is there with her.
Uh-huh.
And they said, they talked that they have it was an amicable split and they are now, Weight Watchers is now embracing Ozempic because they have to.
Yeah.
Because honestly, if Ozempic is now at this point, they're saying, oh, it's 100% working. The side effects aren't as, I guess a lot of people aren't having it. Some people do have them, but it's very rare, very few. I don't mm-hmm. I don't know anything about it. I'm very thin, Alex. I'm a very thin person. I've always been thin-ish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, a fluctuation of maybe 5 or 10 pounds here or there, but never over that. Never over. I mean, I haven't been out of a size 33 jean, waist size 33. Yeah. Listen,
you're 33?
At times it was 32, admittedly.
Okay.
When I was 18, it was 32. Now it's 33.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. It's gone up an inch. That's not 52.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
I just figured you were a 29 in your youth, but that's okay.
30, oh, I'm sorry.
I just figured.
Sorry, I wasn't thin enough for you in my youth.
I mean, I was a husky child. I wore were husky you? Pants. So.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. And what are you wearing? What are you now? Like a 30?
31.
You're 31. Yeah. You're thinner than me.
I take the.
But I'm bigger than you. I'm a giant. I'm a bigger person.
Yeah.
Like I'm just bigger person.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But anyway, congratulations.
Well, you've been growing longer.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your 31. You're fucking skinny fuck. Anyway, so that's so Oprah has the special on last night, which I think is an odd thing to have a special about. But it was more about don't shame people with weight issues. Don't shame them because it's a disease and blah blah blah. Okay, oh fine, everybody. But I don't know. I know I'm gonna get off the Ozempic topic in a second because it drives me. I just can't even with Ozempic. But it's just so overwhelmingly talked about that we have to discuss it. And the special last night that Oprah did. And it's just interesting to me that there's even a special about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Oprah's all in. And no doctor seems to be saying, don't you dare. Now they're saying some of the side effects are positive toward other things. I'm reading... It's showing now that it's curing some cancers and or at least stopping some symptoms of so now it's becoming some sort of weird miracle drug.
That sounds like propaganda to me.
Who knows?
I don't
know. Who knows? Who's ever behind this? Ozempic must be making a fucking fortune.
Novo Nordisk.
Is that one of the, that the big pharma?
It. Yeah, Novo Nordisk.
It's not those sons of bitches over at Pfizer?
Nope.
Oh, they're going to get in on now somebody's going to jump on this and... What happened to a Slim Fast? What happened to those shakes and stuff where Dan Marino lost a couple of pounds? And, you know, I mean, isn't it just all out of business?
No,
lean cuisine? What about lean cuisine?
Still going. Those are all still going.
But they got to be done. Now, if this Ozempic is working the way people say it's working, and it's in the infancy, so it could they could make some tweaks that it just really works now. And you could probably buy it, you know, soon enough, you could buy it at wherever.
Yeah.
Now I think you have to get a doctor prescription or whatever.
I'm sure you could telehealth it. You could have it in 45 minutes from home. I mean, you could do that with antibiotics these days.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm saying that if you can't now, you soon will.
Yeah.
You'll soon be able to buy it at the supermarket.
Over the counter.
I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the train is moving. So if this becomes this easy, it's a shot and you're out the door. Weight Watchers, Slim Fast.
Jenny Craig.
Is she still in business?
I think so.
Who does the big gal clothes? Lane Bryant. She's gone. Nobody needs those.
No.
Nobody's giant sweaters anymore.
Uh-uh.
You're done.
Yeah.
Everybody's skinny. Mm-hmm. It's going to look like a picture on the beach, pictures from the 70s, early 70s, 60s, when everyone was just thin, you know? Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-created, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. That's the best read I've ever done.
Ooh.
Because I am, you know what I do, Factor? I do the wellness shots.
Mm-hmm.
And I took some wellness shots this morning, turmeric, ginger, whatever. They have these little, I highly recommend those over at Factor. You did them too, right, Alex?
Them. Yeah.
We love them. I love the 2-minute meals. You guys know, I've said it before. And I mean, they got me through. My wife was out of town. I needed to pack lunches for my daughter. What did I do? I put in my 2-minute Factor meals. And I break it up and put it into my daughter's school lunch. It works for that.
Boom.
I have half. She has half. We're doing good. 2 minutes. No, all the prep is gone. All the prep is done. Like I said, fresh, never frozen. No prep, no mess. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, as I said. Head to factormeals.com/covertocover50 and use the code covertocover50 to get 50% off. That's code covertocover50 at factormeals.com/covertocover50 to get 50% off Factor. I choose Calorie Smart this last time but Protein Plus, you can do that as well, and so much more. There's a lot of fun things over there. Go check it out and get yourself some Factor at 50% off. Thank you, Factor. So there you go. Oprah's on board. But it, like I was saying when I started this stupid rant, she's 70. Like, who cares at this point?
Mm-hmm.
You know, be whatever the fuck you want at 70. I mean, there's got to be some sort of comfort in the fact that you made it to 70 and you don't really need, who are you trying to impress at this point?
Yeah.
And I know some people, oh, well, it's for health. Oh, bullshit. Shut up.
If it was for health, you wouldn't have taken the pill. Yeah. You would have just started eating vegetables.
Exactly.
The vitamins are for health. Like,
right, right. Yeah. I mean, sure, there's probably some part of it that's for health. I mean, some people who are 800 pounds, like, yeah, you gotta. This is not going to end something. Well.
Yeah.
But in the case of Oprah, 20 pounds here, 30 pounds there, oh, cut the crap.
Yeah.
It's because you look good in your dress to go to the Oscars or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but I don't know, do I? I mean, is it something, like I said on another episode, is this something you take if you need to lose 5 pounds? Or is, I feel so. Like you need 5 or 10 pounds. You just skip a couple of meals and walk around the block.
Take it easy.
Yeah. And you know, things got to be fine. But what do I know? I mean, I don't have any answers. But I've never been I had weight issues, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
I
credit your parents. Not letting you eat sugar as a child. I think sugar as a child, I think, makes all the difference.
Because
once it's in there, it's in. It's like a...
We were not allowed sugar. Yeah, which was interesting because, you know, as I often say, like, my parents were good parents, but they were just like classic, like, that of that time parents, you know, they weren't helicopter, or they call them now. It was just, do your thing. Go outside and ride your bicycle. Come home when it gets dark. You know, just you see memes about it. I don't want to be that guy who does memes.
We drank from the hose.
We used to go out and drink. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be that guy now, you know. I remember when. I mean, there's guys who literally like, and I used to be one of them, kind of, so I shouldn't make fun of them too much. But there's comedians out there who like make whole careers that are just, the whole act is, I remember when we were growing up, you could do this.
And,
I mean, I kind of do it myself on this podcast, but...
You remember lead paint? We used to eat lead paint.
Right, exactly. Peanuts. Like everything.
No one was allergic to peanuts.
Look at this guy. This guy's got a whole career. I mean,
back in my day.
My parents were but they were very strict about sugar for some weird reason. We weren't allowed like any sodas or sugary cereals or snacks.
Yeah.
Every now and again, we would go over to the hostess. The hostess
outlet, yeah,
you know, where it was a couple of days old. You get a couple of those pies. Mm-hmm. They had fruit pies,
good ones.
And we were under the impression, it's fruit pie. It's fruit. How bad could it be? This is a fruit pie. This isn't chocolate. This isn't chocolate.
Not a cupcake. Yeah,
it's a fruit pie. I mean, I think it's probably worse than the cupcake. But we'd go over there. I think it was in Bayshore. The hostess. There was an Entenmann's one. Ooh. Entenmann's outlet. Hostess outlet. You get a couple days old. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Can't be buying that fresh shit. Mm-mm. That's expensive.
Yeah.
They'll knock a dollar off through a couple days old.
Yeah. Get your mini blueberry muffins.
You still able to do that? They still have like outlets for that kind of, for like snack foods?
Yeah. I think isn't that what Aldi is? I don't know.
I don't know what Aldi is. They're opening. Oh. Breaking news about Aldi. Did I mention this? The King Cullen.
Oh.
In Ronkonkoma. Everybody talks about King Cullen. Closed down years ago. Now it's been an abandoned building. I mean, sometimes I drive through Ronkonkoma. Like, is everything okay in Ronkonkoma? I mean, it looks like a war zone.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the King Cullen is closed. I believe in that shopping center, Alex, where I used to work at Caldor, which is now Kohl's. Stay with me.
Yeah.
Eddie's Pizza, still going.
Like a classic establishment from your youth or?
Oh, God, from my youth. Absolutely. Nice. And there's a guy who's been working in there since I was probably 10 years old, and he's still there. When I was 10, he was probably 12, and I used to look at this guy going, God, this guy's like, what a cool thing. Gets to make pizzas at 12. He's still there.
Yeah.
Now he's like 60. And
what a cool thing.
Every time we used to walk in, we used to be like, oh, he's probably part owner. or he's just a loser. And which is fine too. But anyway, Aedes Peaches in there, King Cullen, Rite Aid, and I think a Payless shoe store.
Okay.
Payless done, out. I think Rite Aid's done, King Cullen done. So we're looking at Kohl's and otherwise just an abandoned building. Looks like something out of the Omega Man.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, breaking news, big news, Ronk. Aldi's taking over King Cullen.
Yeah.
Aldi's coming. These losers at Ronkonkoma are going to love this. They are going to love this, Aldi. They're like, these people are already upset about the high price shrinkflation.
Yeah.
I used to be able to get an entire bottle of Hidden Valley Ranch. It was gigantic. It was a gigantic bottle of Hidden Valley. It would last us 2 weeks in the house. We put it on everything. Mm-hmm. Now you should see with this Joe Biden, everything is tiny. These ranch dressings are so small. I can't even put it. I put it on one cucumber. I'm done. It's over. The bottle is empty. But now, thanks to Aldi, it's not Hidden Valley. It's some off-brand shit.
Yeah.
And it's giant again.
Uh-huh.
And it's a dollar.
Yep.
And we love it.
Mm-hmm.
We want that. So Aldi's coming. I mean, I shouldn't make fun of Aldi too much because I never really went.
Yeah.
I've walked into a couple of them when I was on the road. I think I was in Florida.
Did you have, with the ones you went to, did you have to give them a quarter for a shopping cart? Are you familiar with this?
I know of that. Yeah.
I can't get on board.
That's how they make their money. But I went through, because I have housewares, and I was like, I'm out on this.
Yeah.
You know, I can't be shopping in a grocery store that has an aisle of house, you know, just live, love, laugh, like real shit.
Yeah.
Like Tuesday Morning, if you remember that store. Tuesday Morning was a low rent. Ooh. Before Home Goods became Home Goods, we had a thing called Tuesday Morning.
Okay.
My mom and dad got some dish towels from Tuesday Morning. They couldn't stop talking. They sent them to me. They were so impressed with them. They made Christopher. They're made in France. They're French linen. These are French linen. Tuesday Morning. They were $2 for French linen. You understand French linen? And they sent them to me. I still use them. They said, Christopher, we got them from the French linen from Tuesday Morning. You don't see French linen everywhere.
No.
So they bought these French linen dish towels. Got little lobsters on them or something. Anyway, they were so impressed with those. And I think the Tuesday Morning's closed up. So now, I don't know if they're Home Goods people, but Tuesday Morning was a shit Home Goods. Remember Lauren Bacall used to do the commercials for it.
Tuesday Morning?
Yeah, Lauren Bacall, like an Oscar winner.
I don't remember any of this.
But I know. Honestly, it's not that. I feel like Tuesday Morning had a quick rise and fall.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't even know if they're still around. Tuesday Morning, real shit shop. Real shit shop. Mm,
almost like Big Lots or?
Akin to Big Lots.
Okay.
The same type of shit shop.
Okay.
Those are gone too, right? I think most Big Lots are gone.
I feel like in certain neighborhoods they're hanging on.
Really?
I think so.
I remember height of COVID, I was in a Big Lots in Van Nuys, and I watched these two women walk into Big Lots, just start tearing shit off the shelves,
mm-hmm.
and just ran out the door. Everybody was all masked up. It was the line to people waiting to get in. You know, back in those days, you remember how weird it all was. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, oh my God, I just watched these people just grab a bunch of shit and run out the door, get in that car and take off. And I was like, apocalyptic shit we're in right now.
Yeah.
Thank God things have turned around. That Home Goods, not Home Goods, Big Lots is now closed. My friend Retta, my dear friend Retta, you guys might know Retta from Parks and Rec and so much more. But Retta and I have been friends forever. She was the spokesperson there for a little while for Big Lots.
Uh-huh.
She was like, her picture was hanging all over the place. I go to Big Lots to treat myself or something. And Retta was making some money, I think, from being that spokesperson.
Big Lots.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, I'm looking. Tuesday Morning actually filed for Chapter 11 during COVID.
So they're done. Yeah, so they're done. Okay. Yeah. You know who else I just saw filed for Chapter 11? Joann's Fabric.
Oh.
Could this be? I mean, I feel like those things are everywhere.
Yeah.
Is Joann Fabrics done? Not that I ever went to a Joann's Fabric, but I never really needed fabric.
I feel like fabrics, with how cheap you can get like clothes from, you know, from China or whatever, just getting fabrics got to be super cheap.
I mean, I saw a thing yesterday, Joann's Fabric. So if that Joann's Fabric, which I feel like there's a ton of them, they're all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do with this brick and mortar? That's just going to be, I mean, are we just going to keep opening, what do they call, gastro pubs?
Microbreweries.
I feel like you throw a gastro pub in, it makes the neighborhood look better. Uh-huh. Everybody goes.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want the, you know, French fries and cheeseburgers?
Yeah.
And then, oh, what do you got? You got a IPA? Yeah. Get a couple of cute bartenders back there.
Mm-hmm.
One guy who really knows what he's doing. Everyone else could just be cute.
Yeah.
You know, he handles the problems. And a gastro pub. Make them all fucking gastro pubs.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
Apple stores and gastro pubs.
And Tesla dealers.
And Tesla. There you go.
They're going to
there
malls. So.
Yeah. Apple stores, Tesla dealerships, gastro pubs. Turn them all. Mm-hmm. And it will all have a good time.
Yeah.
Everybody go back to drinking IPAs and eating cheeseburgers. Fuck Ozempic and Oprah. I just fixed the world's problem.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Back when the world was happy. Yeah.
One last thing, because today's a half day over at school, Alex. Funny sock day. They quick turnaround.
Not even a full day.
Not even a full day.
They're phoning it in at your daughter's school.
You got to see the price I pay for this fucking phone. Yeah, but anyway, so what can I do? I mean, she's getting a good education. She is, I think. I think that the teachers are great. I mean, God bless. If any of you guys are teachers out there, honestly, if any of you guys do anything where you're just dealing with the public, some people just do, you know? And teachers, God, whatever you make, whatever, if it's good enough or not good enough, or we all hear the rumors, pay teachers more, got to pay teachers more. It can't be enough. You need the things you'd have to do, especially with kids my daughter's age and beyond, probably is even worse in certain high schools and junior high schools, whatever. So God bless teachers. Oh my God. The fact that these teachers from at my daughter's school, there's three of them in the classroom, and they're all just so nice and good. Whether they are or not, whatever mood they're in, they don't show it. Mm-hmm. They're always smile. Hey, Chris, good to hi, Beckett. When we get out of the car, they're happy. They're not happy. They're not really happy. They don't want to fucking be there. There's 1,000 other places they'd rather be in a Tuesday morning shopping for French linen dish towels.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the time my father stayed with me at my apartment when I was living in Studio City? I had a little apartment. My father stayed with me. And one day I woke up and all the dish towels were on the counter of the kitchen, but they were like stood up. Almost like it was like a fucking, like a balancing act that they were almost.
Like a magic trick.
They're like a magic trick. They were all stood like, so you take a dish towel and you just pull up on one end and then you would kind of balance it on its.
On its corners.
On its corners, exactly. And it would be, it was like five of them. It was like something out of like a. Like you ever see that Close Encounters of the Third Kind when he went nuts and started making everything the shape of what he saw in the alien shit? It was like that. It was like some sort of alien setup.
Yeah.
2 days in a row, I see it. First day, I was like, I don't know, maybe the wind blew them. This is strange, but I'm not going to question it. The next day, they're up again, same way. I said, Dad, what's going on with the dish towels? That's how I dry them, Christopher. They dry better that way. You lay them flat, they're not going to dry.
Mm-hmm.
I do them like this. They dry faster.
Yeah.
So he sits there, and he tries to stand it up so it'll dry faster.
Mm-hmm.
I said, or there's a dryer, like right behind you. I don't know. But
the
anyway.
Stuff that dads figure out.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and
just so they can avoid us.
And there are times now. I mean, at my age, and you guys probably happens to you guys too, with moms and dads, there are things I say and things I do, or I'll turn to my wife or sometimes just myself. And I'm like, I am, well, that is 100% my fucking father.
Yeah.
These things I, that, what I just said right there,
uh-huh.
that is, I mean, I am this close to sending you French linen dish towels, Alex. I got them a Tuesday morning, a French linen. So, I mean, I'm becoming the exact same person.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Anyway, enough about that. The one thing I want to touch upon before we get out of here is the latest Kate Middleton. I know we talked about it a little bit yesterday, and I talked about it on my Instagram a little bit. This newest picture, or even some video of the two of them walking, and it seems to be a farmer's market or something in their neighborhood.
Yeah.
And okay, some people, now I put this on Instagram, and some of you said it's there's no way in hell that's her. Others of you said that is her. It looks like her. She lost weight, whatever. I have to say, Alex and I just did a full-on Zapruder film watching of this, and froze framed and zoomed in, and it just does not look like her. But okay, all right, say it is. It still doesn't make any of this any less strange, because if that's her and she's in those type of that spirit that she's in, walking, smiling, talking to Prince William, and it really doesn't even look that much like him.
No.
So I don't know what, who knows, but it's all just fun to talk about, like I always say. Okay, so say it is her and she's fine and she's walking through farmers markets laughing and joking.
Yeah.
Okay. Jovial. Come out and talk on a fucking camera or something about all the shit that's going down.
Yeah.
At the very least, you could do it to get this woman who they keep saying is an affair going on with this other woman.
Yeah.
If all of that's bullshit, then come out and get this poor woman off the hook.
Yeah.
Because she's probably going through hell right now going, wait a minute, what the fuck is going on here? And all the other weirdness. It's a little quick Instagram video, whatever the fuck. Yeah. Hey, everybody, it's me. Remember, did you see me at the farmer's market yesterday? I'm still doing, of course, people would still be like, it's fake, AI,
yep.
Or whatever else. But it's all just shocking and interesting. And maybe you guys aren't interested in this, and I'll get over it soon enough.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's enough with the fucking princess already. Who cares? But it,
you know,
is.
I think she's gone. I think she's missing. I don't think they know where she is.
I would agree with you if everybody else doesn't seem to be carrying on. Like Prince William looks like he has a little stress on his face. Mm-hmm. I would agree with you. But he's carrying on with his royal duties, and it doesn't look like he has any, like, he's not carrying the weight of the world. He doesn't look like he has a missing wife. But maybe people are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So where
maybe they caused her to go missing. Maybe they're the reason.
You're not. This is what people.
If you're not worried about where your wife is, maybe it's because you already know where she's buried. You know.
Right.
I think, I don't know, something's hairy here.
But like Harry. Oh, Prince Harry.
Prince Harry.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. yeah. So I.
It's making me crazy. Okay, never mind.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. I ruined it.
all right. Well, yeah, it's all somewhat, it's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like, people are writing me, that's definitely her. Here's what happens when you have abdominal surgery. I don't give a shit. I'm just trying to kill some time on a podcast.
Yeah.
And it's a fun story to kill time with. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I heard she's on Ozempic now.
I mean.
That's why she looked like that.
That. Right? Alex, these are things, you're making your jokes. Have your jokes. Have your fun. But this is what people are saying.
Reddit already believes
it. Yeah, these are already done. These are people did it already. It is all just fun and interesting. And I guess one day we'll have an answer, a definitive answer.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's what you say, she's gone or she's here or she's back out and who knows. But all fun. And we'll get out of here because I got to go. I got to go back to sock day.
Yeah.
And figure out some shit to do. That's what you got to do. All right, everybody. What do we got to get out of here on, Alex?
How about a little bit of Bruno Mars with Mr. Mark Ronson, some Uptown Funk.
I mean, this song when it first came out. Let's before it got ruined by everybody's aunt dancing to it at a wedding.
Yeah.
You have to remember when it originally came out. You were having a good time.
Yeah.
If this song played on Friday at 5 o'clock, you were about to get into some shit. What year did this come out? I feel like I was still on Chelsea Lately when this came out. I was like, it was a
15.
Yeah, I was still there. Oh my God, that song's this old already? That's 10 years ago almost. Jesus, time fucking flies. Enjoy your life, everybody. Who cares about the Princess Kate and Ozempic? Go out and enjoy your life. It's rolling along. And it ain't stopping, regardless of how you feel about Dylan Mulvaney. So you better get out and enjoy your life. All right. That's why I go and play my 25-cent slot machines. Because I'm living large. I got to live, Alex. I live now. I'll put $60 in. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like Bruno Mars in a way. I go back in October. MGM's like, Chris, you're going to be okay for a whole week here? You're dropping $60 a day. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Didn't you come with me the last time to Vegas? You were there.
I was there, yeah. We recorded from your hotel room.
That's right. Pretty nice.
I thought we were going to hang out more, but...
Well, you didn't.
You abandoned us.
No, I didn't.
You don't like us.
No, you have your life there. You had your people.
I don't really have
people.
What was
I doing? I was going to...
You're buying hats and...
I would bought a hat, and then every day I would just walk
to... Go to Circa.
I did go to that. I walked to the chicken place. The chicken...
Chick-fil-A?
No, the other one.
Raising Cane's.
Yeah, Raising Cane's. I just go to Raising Cane's every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what a loser. All right. Gotta go. Oh, Stamford, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Stamford, Connecticut. Friday night. Stamford, Connecticut. New York Comedy Club, Stamford, Connecticut. 110 tickets are sold. But they're not happy with that. They wrote me yesterday saying, can we put some discounted tickets up? See if we can get this place really packed? I was like, sure. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have harassed me to no end at this point. Yeah. Just do what you got to do.
It's your show.
Yeah, you guys enjoy it. Do what you got to do. So we're looking good. It's going to be fun. And then on to the Auburn Public Theater. I got an interesting problem with the Auburn Public Theater. And I'm going to talk about it publicly, which I probably shouldn't, but here goes. I'm driving all the way up there, and it's in the middle of kind of nowhere,
mm-hmm.
I think. And it looks like a nice area. And I got a tip from a friend and told me, stay in this hotel a little bit out of town. There's not many hotels up there, so stay at this place. My friend Todd, who knows about these things. And I looked it up, the hotel he showed me, and it's very nice. And I would have definitely stayed there, but there's no rooms. It's sold out the day, night, Saturday night, I'm there. So I write my agent. I'm like, are they doing a hotel, the Auburn Public Theater? He goes, yes, they are. I'll get you the info. So yesterday, he sends me the info for an Airbnb.
Ooh.
In Auburn.
Nice.
It's not. I got to tell you.
50-50.
What does that mean?
It could be nice. It could be terrible.
I'm not giving it that chance. Because I got to tell you, I'm a little bit weirded out by Airbnbs because I just feel like I need a hotel. I just need, that's got to be my fucking role in this business. I'm not Airbnb-ing in the middle of the fucking woods. It looks like it's in the middle of the woods. And I don't want to go to some dark house after a show in a strange neighborhood and walk in. You need a key to get in the door. So I think I might just write him back. You know what? I'll find a hotel on my own dime
because
I need a lobby and a door that locks and without other people having access to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't. We'll see. We'll see. I'll show you some pictures and you tell me if I need to get the fuck out or.
All right.
It's one night. Anyway, Auburn.
That's all it takes.
Auburn, exactly. One night is enough to be buried.
Yep.
In the back. Auburn Public Theater, sold out. We'll see you Saturday night at Auburn Public Theater. Thank you for listening to Cover to Cover. Tell all your friends, leave us reviews, follow us all on your social medias. We have so many more episodes coming. We just keep churning them out. Sometimes we have fun topics. Sometimes we, you know, just bullshit about the tongue and French linen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bye-bye.